Our speaker this week is Dr. Jonathan Mazurian. No doctor. I like doctor, though. I'm teasing him because we were talking about this before. Jonathan is the lead pastor at Southbrook Church in Franklin, right? And we got to know Jonathan. Is this your fourth year? Fourth year, I think. So we got to know Jonathan about 5 years ago, and I heard him speak, and I thought, you know what? He'd do great at family camp. And so he's been one of my favorite speakers. And so, Jonathan, come on up and tell us what you're speaking about, if you would. He is also an avid runner. And the last, you wouldn't believe it, yeah, that big drink of water. He's run how many marathons?
Just two.
Minis, though.
Seven halves.
Seven halves and two full marathons in the last year and a half. You should be thinner.
I know. And you should talk, so. I'll tell you this, I'm not the best with names, and so we know that there's the three Robertson brothers here, and so in our family, what we would say was there's the good-looking one, the smart one, and the intelligent one. And you just figure out who's who, so. All right, so today, so what we're doing this week is we're talking about Joseph, and we're going to be digging into the book of Genesis and going through Joseph's life. I would encourage you to bring a Bible. Any format would be great. Notepad, something to write on as well, if possible. Joseph tells the story of every one of our stories. It talks about a chaotic family situation, talks about forgiveness, temptation. What do we do when we feel that God has abandoned us? How does God answer prayer, forgiveness? How do we survive success? I mean, these are all the themes that are woven in to the life of Joseph, and that's what we'll be digging into this week. So
I always like to pray for our speakers before we get started and actually just bless our whole week together, so let me do that. Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to be together in our 60th anniversary year. We thank you for the work that you've done here through all these years in the lives of people. We will be surprised at how many people have been impacted because of this place. And I thank you for Jonathan being here with us, Father. His messages are going to impact us, and that will allow us to impact other people, and we'll begin to fan the flame of the ability to speak into other people's lives, and so we pray that that will happen. I pray that you'd bless Jonathan, give him great liberality as he preaches and teaches, and may we have open hearts and open minds to hear the things that he has to teach. So bless our week, give us safety, give us fun, and we pray that you'll be honored and glorified by the end of the week. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.